In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Let's turn to Mary. Here we have a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Fatima. She said she's Our Lady of the Rosary. And by the way, Monday is October 1st, and that means we enter into the month of the Most Holy Rosary. So make sure that you start to pray the rosary if you don't pray it. You pray one rosary, pray two. Pray two rosaries, maybe pray three. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will give us a lot of light, a lot of strength to be able to carry out the will of God and to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. As we say the prayer that all of us have memorized by now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Our Lady of the Rosary, pray for us. St. Joseph, St. Michael, St. Raphael, and St. Gabriel. And today, St. Vincent de Paul, pray for us. All of us are called to be saints. Because Jesus said, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, when speaking about the saints, highlight two of the important aspects of how the saints can help us. And they are, the saints can help us by their power of intercession. They can pray for us to God the Father. And God hears the saints. Because the saints are God's best friends. But also the saints, the Catechism points out, are very useful because they are models for us. There's examples for us to emulate, to imitate. So it's a good habit to get in the habit of reading the Bible, but also read the lives of the saints. They can pray for us. We can try to follow in their footsteps. So today we celebrate the feast day of a great saint. His name is Saint Vincent de Paul. He lived to be 80 years. He was born in 1580, and then he died in 1660. There's so much that can be said about this saint, but I'd like to talk about three of the trials or sufferings that he underwent. He was ordained when he was 20, pretty young. When he was a young priest, he wanted to be famous. He wanted to be popular. He wanted to make money. And that wasn't good. So God sent three very painful trials. And I'll explain them today. And I invite you to think about this. How often has God sent you a painful trial? Some type of suffering that he's used that to bring good out of that. He used that to maybe pull you away from something that was maybe harmful, dangerous, maybe poisonous for you. God allows trials and afflictions, like we see in the book of Job, to bring good out of what seemed to be evil. God allows evil to bring greater good out of it. First trial. Saint Vincent de Paul was kidnapped by pirates who were Muslims. And they took him to Tunisia, where he became a slave to the Muslims for close to 3 years. He suffered intensely when he was under the dominion of these Muslims in a foreign country. But God allowed that. The second suffering was Vincent de Paul when he came back to France. He was sharing a room with another person. And someone stole the money of the man with whom Vincent de Paul was living. And the man blamed Vincent de Paul of having stolen his money. In other words, of being a thief. And Vincent de Paul was innocent. Finally, the man found the money. But Vincent de Paul suffered incredible grief because of being accused of being a thief. God allowed that though. The third great suffering of Vincent de Paul was, even as a young priest, he went through what is called the dark night of the soul. The dark night of the soul means this, is he did not experience, did not feel and experience that God was present. It's interesting that Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when she started the foundation of the Missionaries of Charity, entered into a darkness where it seemed as if God didn't even exist. It seemed that God was very, very distant from her. She was going through this dark tunnel also. So Vincent de Paul had these three very, very painful trials. Being kidnapped by Muslims, being accused of being a thief, and going through the dark night of the soul where it seemed as if God were absent to him. How about you? Has God sent trials in your life? He probably has. And God has allowed those trials to bring good out of it. One other thing I'd like to say about Vincent de Paul in our short presentation is that he was out in the fields one day and he was working with the very simple rural farmers and he recognized that they didn't know anything. And a lot of them were making bad confessions. They're going to confession and they're hiding their sins. And Vincent de Paul really felt sad that they were possibly condemning themselves by making bad, sacrilegious confessions. So he was inspired because of that to form a team of missionary priests to preach popular missions to the poorest of the poor. And as a result of this, we have the famous Tuesday conferences that he would give to the young priests, to the older priests. And I think that's very important today. The church is going through a tough time. One of the reasons why the church is going through a tough time is possibly due to a lack of a really good formation of priests. Not only the priests have to have a good formation in the seminary. The other day we spoke about the four different pillars of the formation of a priest. Has to have a good human formation, intellectual formation, spiritual formation, as well as pastoral formation. That is very important that priests have a solid intellectual, moral, spiritual, human, and pastoral formation in the seminary. But there has to be what is called an ongoing formation for priests. That's why Vincent de Paul, God inspired him to found a religious order called the Vincentians in honor of St. Vincent de Paul. So I think we have to pray to St. Vincent de Paul for many things. One is that we would accept the trials in our life. God allows evil to bring good out of the evil. But also we want to pray for the church. The church is going through tough times, especially in the United States. Really tough times. For that reason, we have to pray for our shepherds, for the bishops, for the archbishops, the cardinals, the pope, But also we want to be praying for priests, that they will be good shepherds to their flock. They'll be good shepherds to the sheep entrusted to their care. So let's ask the great Saint Vincent de Paul, whose best friend was Saint Francis de Sales, two great saints living at the same time, that we ourselves will get to know the saints, we'll read the lives of the saints, we'll imitate the saints, we ourselves will also become saints. Because Jesus said, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. So I invite all of you on this feast day of Saint Vincent de Paul, do me a favor, to send this mission message to as many people that you know, so that they also will pursue a highway that leads to holiness. And may Almighty God bless all of my viewers in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.